I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans. He's an entomologist, photographer, and author. And in the weeks ahead, we'll be launching a regular morning edition feature on WCVE Public Radio called What's Bugging You? A fond look at the animals we love to hate, which coincidentally is also the name of one of Dr. Evans's books, a collection of his columns published in the Richmond Times-Dispatch, and it's also the name of his blog. He is also author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America. Art, what are these things look like ladybugs crawling all in? Well, they've pretty much disappeared at this point in my house.
Probably multicolored Asian ladybugs or lady beetles. They first showed up in southeastern United States in the late 70s, early 80s, and since then have spread throughout the country. And they love finding a warm spot in the fall and winter, just like the rest of us. And sometimes they'll gather by the hundreds or thousands on outbuildings and homes, and some of them eventually get inside.
How do they get into new construction?
If there's a will, there's a way. I mean, they're constantly moving across the surface. There's lots of little gaps here and there where vents meet the walls in windows, et cetera, and they'll just find their way in.
What do you do?
Just find out how they're getting in and seal up those gaps. Walk around with a caulking gun and seal all the cracks and crevices. Replace holes in window screens. That should take care of the problem significantly.
How did they get here?
They were brought in either purposely or accidentally. I'm not sure. Ladybugs have long had a reputation for being aphid predators, so people generally think of them as being beneficial insects, and both the larvae and adults do feed on large quantities of aphids, but the multicolored Asian lady beetle has been a real problem because of its aggregation behavior.
When they first emerged, people were calling them ladybugs. They just thought it was a common everyday ladybug, but they look a little different.
Yeah, this species is interesting because they have over 100 different color forms. They're incredibly variable. They have up to as many as 10 spots on each wing cover or elytron. They have 5 spots on the midsection that sometimes coalesce into an upside-down M or a trapezoid, if you will. And so you could find a lot of them that look, you'd swear were different species, but once you start looking at them carefully, you realize they're all the same.
Keep your ears tuned for Dr. Art Evans on WCVE Public Radio. In the weeks ahead, there'll be a regular feature that we're calling What's Bugging You? A fond look at the animals we love to hate.